Diddy Images. Good day, folks. Thank you for visiting us here at Bullshit. What a shit show this week has been thus far. I myself am a small business owner and looking for help mainly in the summer months. This week I had two scheduled interviews with people who are older than the age of 18. Neither one showed up, nor did either one call to reschedule. This has happened many times since last summer, and frankly, as a business owner, it is worrying me. I don't know if these two are collecting unemployment plus the $300, but I wouldn't doubt it. This puts people like me into a hard position. You can't find quality workers if they don't come in, nor can you base a pay on just looking at some paper. About a year ago, when all this happened and the government put the $300 on top of the unemployment benefits, a female that I know was a hairstylist. She, like so many others, had to stop going to work because of COVID shutdown. She applied for unemployment and got the benefits plus the extra $300 a week. This year I asked if she was going to go back to work. Her reply was, "Why would I want to go back to work when I make more money now than I did when I was working 40 hours a week?" She said it as if I was judging her. Okay, I get it. It's okay for the government to help those in need. Yes, there are those who really need the help, but as far as people that have no kids, no schooling, and no responsibility, should not be able to get this benefit. Stimulus money maybe, benefits no. But as a small business, I am happy to see that 11 states are going to cancel the federal aid starting in June. This may be a shocker, but we as Americans used to be proud to have a job. We used to show up on time and ready to go for the day. But now you're lucky if you get one or two worthy applicants that will work. Very stressful these days, and as a business we will have to juggle open and close times, and move people around. It will be a very different type of year. And even Biden is putting his 2 cents in, and saying that if you get offered a job and do not take it, you will not get the benefits as well. This is good, but no real way of enforcing it to verify if the person is telling the truth or not. As a small business, I am not opposed to paying people that show up to work with good attitude and ethics $15 an hour or more. But to change minimum wage to $15 an hour would not be good for us economically speaking. Look, if you pay $5.99 for a tub of ice cream today, and the wage goes in effect tomorrow, not to mention with all this debt we as a country have accumulated, you will be paying $10.99 for the same tub of ice cream. Throwing more money at this will not make it go away. Again, let's say you pay $650 a month for X, and we do the wage increase, X now becomes $1,000 a month, cause everyone down the line will have to increase cost based on the pay increase. I am in no way an economist, but even I can see that this will not work. Inflation is what we are experiencing right now, and the more we spend as a country, the less valuable the dollar becomes. Hence, we have no fucking idea what to do. Because when this shit settles down, you will make more money, but everything else will cost more. Eggs, milk, flour all will go up at least 30%. Like I said before though, I am not opposed to paying $15 an hour to anyone who will show up to fucking work. Anyways, thank you for reading or listening to Bullshit. We will have more to come on this and many more coming soon. Sincerely, Captain Cook.